KQED.
Now, as you know, on this program, we have talked a lot about what it means to be homeless in California. Well, we want to give you a sense of what it sounds like to be homeless. Take a listen to this. These are the Santa Ana winds that lashed through the LA foothills a couple weeks ago. The winds helped fuel a spate of December wildfires, one of which was linked to a cooking fire that apparently got out of control at a homeless encampment. This kind of outdoor living is now drawing increased scrutiny from residents, law enforcement, and homeless advocates. Here's KQED's Stephen Cuevas.
You don't have to hike too far off the paved roads and horse trails around Tahunka Sunland, north of L.A., to find such encampments. You just have to know where to look.
Just around the corner, you can see where the brush is providing a little bit of coverage over there.
Victor Hinderleiter of the L.A. County Homeless Authority and a crew of outreach workers wend their way through thickets of bone-dry bamboo and chaparral, down steep canyon trails and creek beds, just below the burn zone of the creek fire that destroyed and damaged more than 100 homes 4 weeks ago.
It came to the other side of this mountain right here. There's a little gully in between there, so it did get pretty close.
Eric Montoya from LA Family Housing pushes through the brush to a clearing, hoping to find a guy named Russell. Montoya lost track of him after the fire and wants to see if he's okay. The encampment is here. Russell isn't.
I mean, might be the reason why things are throwing everywhere, too. Maybe he was getting ready to evacuate.
There's still a tent up, some old bicycle parts, food, and a red fire extinguisher.
I've come up here when he's been cooking, and he's really safe about it. He built it a little pit there with a cover over it so the embers won't fly away. I got to say, Russell's really, you know, safe about how and when he uses fire.
Last month's Skirball fire in the foothills of Bel Air damaged or destroyed 18 homes. Arson investigators link it to a cooking fire at an encampment not unlike this one. Last month, the Bel Air West Beverly Neighborhood Council voted to call on authorities to clear homeless encampments when fire danger is high. But the council's president, Robin Greenberg, says there's also a great deal of sympathy for their homeless neighbors.
We didn't want to have a fire. They were just hungry and they were just eating. That's all they were doing. I do believe that identifying the locations of the encampments in high fire danger would be to everyone's best interest, protecting them too, as well as us.
Usually this time of year, homeless outreach teams are out in the washes and creek beds, warning of winter rains and freezing temperatures, urging people to at least get to a temporary shelter. Now they plan to do something similar when fire danger is high, says Victor Hinderleiter of the L.A. County Homeless Authority.
We're not an enforcement agency. We're not in the business of forcing anybody to do anything. So let's talk about how you can be safe up here. No cooking fires, no warming fires. Educating them on how they can be careful for their own safety and then for the safety of their neighbors.
I did have the fire department, to be honest with you, come and tell me to put out my fire before. It wasn't windy like this, but they'd see the fire from the freeway or the smoke from the freeway, and it'd be right on me. Well, there's guys.
Robert Norman lives at another Tahunka encampment, home to about half a dozen people. He settled down here after the creek fire burned him out of another camp.
I saw the fire coming down, and I went to one of the houses that I used to stay at, and I ended up fighting fire that was threatening the ranches back there for 3 days.
Norman says he also understands people have legitimate concerns about people like him living in places like this.
The homeowners had said, well, we're scared of fire, and that's why you guys need to leave. And I said, you know what? I'll be the first one to be standing in line to fight the fire to protect your house.
But protecting people like Norman by getting them out of such living conditions and into stable, permanent housing remains the end goal for a region dealing with an ongoing homeless crisis. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.